The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's the day for the wearing of the green. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, March 17th, 2022. Thursday of the second week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the commemoration of St. Patrick. A humble and courageous man, born about 415, he called himself both a Roman and a Briton. At 16, he was captured and sold as a slave in Ireland. He escaped and later returned to Britain at the age of 22, after a spiritual conversion. He was consecrated bishop at the age of 43. He was called to do mission work in pagan Ireland. He went to the west and north where the faith had never been preached and got the permission and protection of local kings and made numerous converts. He suffered much opposition from pagan druids and he was criticized in both England and Ireland. His burial place is said to be in County Down. St. Patrick died in about 493. St. Patrick, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord with an old Irish prayer. O God, thou hast through the night watched me with father's care. I praise thee with the morning light for all the blessings that I share. Protect me still throughout the day from sin, from evil, from distress. And what I think or do or say, do thou, O best of fathers, bless. Angel of God, to thee I pray, be with me where I go this day. O Mary, pray before God's throne for me to Jesus Christ, thy Son, whose name in love we all adore, to whom be praise forevermore. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for all Christians facing new bioethical challenges. May they continue to defend the dignity of human life with prayer and action. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence, I ask your pardon for my sins, for the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, and Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today the Church celebrates the feast of Saint Patrick, wonderful saint, the patron saint of Ireland, also called the Apostle of Ireland. And Lord Jesus, perhaps the first thing we can ask you today in your presence is that we too be apostles. If St. Patrick is the apostle of Ireland, well, what am I called to be the apostle of? When I die, what will be my title? The apostle of my family, the apostle of my workplace, the apostle of my town or state or province or country. Lord, who are you calling me to evangelize? Who are you sending me to be an apostle? There's a wonderful prayer that tradition attributes to St. Patrick, but it's probably inspired by him. It dates back to the 8th century. It was written in honor of St. Patrick and very much with his spirit. And it's called the Lorica of St. Patrick, or St. Patrick's Breastplate. And it's a great prayer, especially to take to our mental prayer in the morning. Not that you have to listen to this in the morning to get anything out of it, but you can see that the Lorica of St. Patrick, as we pray it together in Jesus' presence, is kind of a morning offering. It's a way to start the day with prayer. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through a belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth and his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion and his burial, through the strength of his resurrection and his ascension, through the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom. Jesus, the prayer, this Lorica of St. Patrick, reminds us that my life as a Christian isn't just simple life. I'm not just living. I don't just get up in the morning. I live with belief in the strength of your love for me, in the strength of your power in my life. And the strength of God's love comes to us precisely through the articles of our faith, the strength of Christ's birth and baptism, the strength of his crucifixion and his burial, the strength of his resurrection and his ascension, the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom. These are not abstract doctrines. These are not past events. They're still real. They give a power to my life through the sacraments and through my prayer life and through Jesus, your personal presence in my life with all of your mysteries. I arise today through the strength of God, through the strength of what Christ has done for me, through what Christ is doing for me, the strength of who Christ is for me. The Lorica goes on. I arise today through the strength of the love of cherubim and obedience of angels and service of archangels and the hope of resurrection to meet with reward and the prayers of patriarchs and the preachings of apostles and faith of confessors and innocence of virgins and deeds of righteous men. This reminds us of that line from the letter to the Hebrews that there's a cloud of witnesses that spur us on. The communion of saints, those saints in heaven, those champions of Christ, they're real and they're on our side. And we arise today, we face our Christian life day by day with the confidence that they're pulling for us and they are interceding for us and they are praying for us. Jesus, help me to remember this, that I'm never alone in the struggle that is my life. No matter how difficult things get, no matter how isolated I may seem, the reality is that I'm never alone. I have you in my life. I have God the Father in my life. I have Our Lady and all the saints in my life pulling for me, helping me to be good, interceding for me. I remember being on a plane one time and I was sitting next to an older gentleman who was on the phone talking to a friend of his. And I couldn't help but overhearing parts of the conversation. And he repeated this phrase more than once. He told his friend, this woman that he was talking to, he said, "Listen, all of heaven is rooting for you. You know the right thing to do. All of heaven is pulling for you, rooting for you. You know the right thing to do. Just do it." And at one point he said, "Hey, look, there's a priest right here next to me. Talk to him." And so he passed me the phone and made me talk to his friend. And she was kind of surprised. "Are you really a priest?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm really a priest. Hi, how you doing?" It's kind of awkward, but I gave the phone back to the guy. And obviously he was talking to her about something important, some momentous decision to convert or to return to confession and the sacraments or to make some big moral and vocational choice in her life. And that's how he was putting it. He kept saying, "All of heaven is rooting for you. You know the right thing to do. The strength of the love of the angels, the prayers of the patriarchs, the preachings of the apostles, the faith of confessors, the innocence of virgins, the deeds of righteous men, all these things are on our side. The merits of Christ and the merits of the saints are our merits." And so we wake up in the morning and we face the day with this confidence and with this desire to lean on the saints and to lean on our Lord, with the sense of the mystery of God's power that surrounds us. "I arise today," the Lorica goes on, "through the strength of heaven, light of the sun, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of the wind, depth of the sea, stability of the earth, firmness of the rock. God is the creator, and God the creator is on our side. All those natural forces, depth of the sea, swiftness of the wind, speed of lightning, splendor of fire, they all come from God. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eyes to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me, from the snares of the devil, from temptations of vices, from everyone who desires me ill, afar and anear, alone or in a multitude. Jesus, give us a greater presence of God. Give us, Jesus, the sense that God is active. He's a living God. He's not statically looking at us from a distance, but he's everywhere with his power and with his providence and with his love. And we could skip to conclude our meditation to the most famous part of the Lorica of St. Patrick. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of every man who speaks of me, Christ in the eye that sees me, Christ in the ear that hears me. It's an echo of St. Paul's identification with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. An echo also, Jesus, of your own promise to us. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down. Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of every man who speaks of me, Christ in the eyes that see me, Christ in the ear that hears me. For my shield, this day I call a mighty power, the Holy Trinity, affirming threeness, confessing oneness, and the making of all through love. For to the Lord belongs salvation, and to the Lord belongs salvation, and to Christ belongs salvation. May your salvation, Lord, be with us always. A beautiful prayer, Jesus, the Lorica of St. Patrick. Perhaps a little long for a daily morning offering, but a great prayer to look up and to find the text of, and to take it, each one of us, slowly to our own mental prayer. And as we do so, we realize that wherever Christ is, so is Our Lady. And so if Christ is with us, before us, on our right, on our left, above us, beneath us, when we sit down, when we lie down, etc., so too Our Lady, our Mother Mary, is always with us. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect, my Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 17 past the hour on Daybreak. It's Daybreak on the commemoration of St. Patrick. I'm Paul Sadek. We join in prayer now with the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm of the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness, you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you, that we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
Whoever meditates on the law of the Lord
will bring forth much fruit at harvest time.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses sat in judgment for the people, who waited about him from morning until evening. When his father-in-law saw all that he was doing for the people, he inquired, "What sort of thing is this that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone while all the people have to stand about you from morning until evening?" Moses answered his father-in-law, "The people come to me to consult God. Whenever they have a disagreement, they come to me to have me settle the matter between them and make known to them God's decisions and regulations." "You are not acting wisely," his father-in-law replied. "You will surely wear yourself out, and not only yourself, but all these people with you. The task is too heavy for you. You cannot do it alone. Now listen to me, and I will give you some advice, that God may be with you. Act as the people's representative before God, bringing to him whatever they have to say. Enlighten them in regard to the decisions and regulations, showing them how they are to live and what they are to do. But you should also look among all the people for able and God-fearing men, trustworthy men, who hate dishonest gain and set them as officers over groups of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. Let these men render decisions for the people in all ordinary cases. More important cases, they should refer to you, but all the lesser cases they can settle themselves. Thus, your burden will be lightened, since they will bear it with you. If you do this, when God gives you orders, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." Moses followed the advice of his father-in-law and did all that he had suggested. He picked out able men from all Israel and put them in charge of the people as officers over groups of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. They render decisions for the people in all ordinary cases. The more difficult cases they referred to Moses, but all the lesser cases they settled themselves. Then Moses bade farewell to his father-in-law, who went off to his own country. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses. He took some of the spirit he had given to Moses and gave it to the 70 elders.
And when this spirit came on them, they prophesied.
Out of all the Israelites, Moses chose capable men and made them leaders of the people.
And when this spirit came upon them, they prophesied.
From a treatise on the Psalms by St. Hilary, Bishop. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. Notice that when Scripture speaks of the fear of the Lord, it does not leave the phrase in isolation as if it were a complete summary of faith. No, many things are added to it or presupposed by it. From these, we may learn its meaning and excellence. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon tells us, "If you cry out for wisdom and raise your voice for understanding, if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord." We see here the difficult journey we must undertake before we can arrive at the fear of the Lord. We must begin by crying out for wisdom. We must hand over to our intellect the duty of making every decision. We must look for wisdom and search for it. Then we must understand the fear of the Lord. Fear is not to be taken in the sense that common usage gives it. Fear in this ordinary sense is the trepidation our weak humanity feels when it is afraid of suffering something it does not want to happen. We are afraid or made afraid because of a guilty conscience, the rights of someone more powerful, an attack from one who is stronger, sickness, encountering a wild beast, suffering evil in any form. This kind of fear is not taught. It happens because we are weak. We do not have to learn what we should fear. Objects of fear bring their own terror with them. But of the fear of the Lord, this is what is written. Come, my children, listen to me. I shall teach you the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord has to be learned because it can be taught. It does not lie in terror, but in something that can be taught. It does not arise from the fearfulness of our nature. It has to be acquired by obedience to the commandments, by holiness of life, and by knowledge of the truth. For us, the fear of God consists wholly in love, and perfect love of God brings our fear of Him to its perfection. Our love for God is entrusted with its own responsibility to observe His counsels, to obey His laws, to trust His promises. Let us hear what Scripture says. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you except to fear the Lord your God and walk in all His ways and love Him and keep His commandments with your whole heart and your whole soul so that it may be well for you? The ways of the Lord are many, though He Himself is the way. When He speaks of Himself, He calls Himself the way and shows us the reason why He called Himself the way. No one can come to the Father except through me. We must ask for these many ways. We must travel along these many ways to find the one that is good. That is, we shall find the one way of eternal life through the guidance of many teachers. These ways are found in the law, in the prophets, in the gospels, in the writings of the apostles, in the different good works by which we fulfill the commandments. Blessed are those who walk these ways in the fear of the Lord. Those who fear the Lord do their best to please Him.
Those who love him are mindful of His law.
He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation.
Those who love him are mindful of his law.
Let us pray. O God, who delight in innocence and restore it, direct the hearts of your servants to yourself, that caught up in the fire of your Spirit, we may be found steadfast in faith and effective in works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes on St. Patrick's Day. This is Daybreak on Rollifant Radio and the Rollifant Radio app. It's St. Patrick's Day, Thursday, March 17th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the rich man and Lazarus from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, full of sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy upon me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Life in the 5th century was no cakewalk, especially for a Catholic bishop sent to evangelize a nation of people who had never heard of Jesus Christ before. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. When St. Patrick landed in Ireland in the year 432 AD, charged with the mission of evangelizing that pagan and warlike people, he brought with him a serene faith that stood to him in all the trials that lay ahead. Allied to a shrewdly practical mind and a knowledge of the country, its language and customs. In his work, Patrick followed a fairly stereotyped pattern. Whenever he entered a district, he would first present himself to the local chieftain and preach the gospel to him, and following the custom of the time, make him an offering of presents. Although some of the chiefs did embrace the faith, the ancient annals make no secret of the fact that by and large those worldly wise men were content to retain the less demanding customs of their ancestors. However, Patrick always asked for two further favors, which were invariably granted: a title to a plot of land where he could build a church, and the chief's permission to preach to the people. Patrick next directed his efforts to the chief's sons and daughters, and here by contrast he was spectacularly successful. Wherefore then in Ireland they who never had the knowledge of God but until now only worshipped idols and abominations, now there has lately been prepared a people of the Lord, and they are called children of God. The sons and daughters of the Irish chieftains are seen to become monks and virgins of Christ. In especial, there was one blessed lady of Irish birth, of noble rank, most beautiful, grown up, whom I baptized, and after a few days she came to us for a certain cause. She disclosed to us that she had been warned by an angel of God, and that he counseled her to become a virgin of Christ and live closer to God. Thanks be to God, 6 days after, most admirably and eagerly, she seized on that which all virgins of God do in like manner, not with the consent of their fathers, but they endure persecutions and lying reproaches from their kindred. And nevertheless, their number increases more and more. And as far as those of our race who are born there, we know not the number of them, besides widows and continent persons. That this laid the basis for a subsequent massive conversion of ordinary folk is clear from Patrick's reference to having personally baptized many thousands, wherefore it was exceedingly necessary that we should spread our nets so that a great multitude and a throng should be taken for God, and that everywhere there should be ordained clergy to baptize and to exhort a poor and needy people. It should not be thought, however, that from then on everything was plain sailing. Time and time again, Patrick's life was in danger from various quarters, principally from his mortal enemies, the Druids. That he managed to survive them all was due to his own shrewdness and, on more than one occasion, to the special intervention of divine providence. However, Patrick always regarded his greatest trial to be the opposition to his mission, which originated within the circle of his fellow Christians in Britain and Gaul, who circulated so many scurrilous stories about him that he felt called upon to defend himself in writing. Thanks to this, we are fortunate enough to have his confession, which is the main source of the details about his life. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Stir up your mighty power, Lord. Come to our aid.
Stir up your mighty power, Lord. Come to our aid.
O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who lead Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved.
Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land.
The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea. To the great river it stretched out its shoots.
Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field.
God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face.
May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength. And we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Eternal Shepherd, you so tend the vineyard you planted that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us remain in your Son as branches on the vine, that, planted firmly in your love, we may testify before the whole world to your great power working everywhere.
Stir up your mighty power, Lord. Come to our aid.
The Lord has worked marvels for us. Make it known to the ends of the world.
The Lord has worked marvels for us.
Make it known to the ends of the world.
I give you thanks, O Lord, though you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me.
God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior.
With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation and say on that day, Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim His name. Among the nations make known His deeds. Proclaim how exalted is His name.
Sing praise to the Lord for His glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth.
Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has worked marvels for us. Make it known to the ends of the world.
Ring out your joy to God our strength.
Ring out your joy to God our strength.
Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob.
Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, when the moon is full on our feast.
For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph when he went out against the land of Egypt.
A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden. Your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you.
I answered concealed in the storm cloud. At the waters of Meribah I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if only you would heed.
Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it.
But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs.
Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies.
The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with finest wheat, and fill them with honey from the rock.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, open our mouths to proclaim your glory. Help us leave sin behind, and to rejoice in professing your name.
Ring out your joy to God, our strength.
A reading from the first book of Kings. We are your people and your inheritance. Thus may your eyes be open to the petition of your servant and to the petition of your people Israel. Hear us whenever we call upon you, because you have set us apart among all the peoples of the earth for your inheritance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
Son, remember the good things you received in your lifetime, and the bad things Lazarus received in his.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Son, remember the good things you received in your lifetime, and the bad things Lazarus received in his. Let us pray. God has revealed himself in Christ. Let us praise his goodness and ask him from our hearts.
Remember us, Lord, for we are your children.
Teach us to enter more deeply into the mystery of the church,
that it may be more effective for ourselves and for the world as the sacrament of salvation.
Remember us, Lord, for we are your children. Lover of mankind, inspire us to work for human progress,
seeking to spread your kingdom in all we do.
Remember us, Lord, for we are your children. May our hearts thirst for Christ,
the fountain of living water.
Remember us, Lord, for we are your children. Forgive us our sins,
and direct our steps into the ways of justice and sincerity.
Remember us, Lord, for we are your children. And to these intercessions, we pause to add the prayers of our own hearts.
Remember us, Lord, for we are your children.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who delight in innocence, and restore it, direct the hearts of your servants to yourself, that, caught up in the fire of your Spirit, we may be found steadfast in faith and effective in works, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, don't have too much green beer now. Go out, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.